Hey guys, Jonathan with you once again. Posted recently on Instagram a really simple message, which was, I just said, you have intuition for a reason, so use it. This came from an experience rolling out over a few weeks for me where I was like, I've never been good at this. I have never actually been very good at gut feel. Now, some people are just 100% brilliant at this. It's childhood, it's how they were raised, it's a whole bunch of factors. So they just go on gut feel. I've never been very good at it. I've always been really cerebral, really. See, that's kind of how I lost some of my hair, because I was thinking so much. It was raising the temperature and I lost some hair. But I've always been a head person. You know, I've always been somebody who really tries to think. And lately I've been teaching on that. I think, actually, strangely, we're not actually thinking enough. We're so busy and distracted that many of us aren't actually spending time thinking through important, worthwhile decisions. Now, I want to talk about intuition. I noticed over the last few weeks that I just kept having this kind of inner sense that I began to journal, you know, just some changes I wanted to make in my life about how I was operating, how I was treating myself and valuing myself and being authentic. And it was just this weird kind of this, and intuition, like it's like this whisper. It just, if you're not paying attention, you miss it. So often We have an immediate gut response, which we don't go with. So I want to talk to you about that. Where are you with intuition? And I ask you this because one of the most crucial things you need to do, which so many people are just not doing, is around this whole area of time and space and silence. Culturally, again, we're really impoverished at the moment with solitude, time out to think, times of daily silence. I've become very good at this, deliberate moments of genuine silence. Because often if you can't get that quiet to listen, now you don't have to go into meditation or all sorts of craziness, but whatever actually helps you to really listen, let me frame that question. Are you listening to yourself? In the last 24 hours, have you set aside dedicated time to really listen to yourself? You probably haven't. So it's really crucial to begin to set this time aside because intuition does seem to guide you. You got to have wisdom. You got to filter a little bit. I mean, my favorite quote from Plato, the famous Greek philosopher, who said that our feelings are excellent servants, but they are terrible masters. Excellent servants, terrible masters. So that if we just always go with our first gut feeling all the time, we end up becoming hedonists, right? We just indulge our sort of pleasure sensations all the time. It's not that. It's this inner sort of knowing, and I just, it's hard to articulate, isn't it? But I think you'll know it when you feel it, you experience it. So all I want to say to you, make time for this silence and solitude. Make time for it. It's really important. And then just give yourself permission to begin to act on it. I've got training wheels on with this. I'm still learning how to do it, so I'm journeying with you. So I hope that's useful for you just to think about. The other thing I do is I often go from silence and solitude into journaling. I'm just relentless on journaling. Posted on Instagram today, just, you know, on my Instagram story, just me journaling. You know, I did a 50K bike ride this morning. I went to the gym. I had a shower at the gym, straight to my favorite cafe, journals out, no phone, just writing stuff down. And often it's that solitude, that silence, that listening that will lead you to journaling and that'll help you to flesh stuff out. So there it is. Do me a favor. Check out all the links below here. I want you to come and follow me on Instagram. Join our Facebook group. If you want me to come and speak at your business, your school, your church, your conference, reach out to me. You know, I've had the pleasure of speaking to over 500,000 people globally now and love doing keynotes and that sort of stuff. So reach out if I can be useful to you. I'm going to have another video for you, another audio for you, another podcast for you tomorrow.